The new Wagner dealership is going up like crazy. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, and here to talk about it, the owner and manager, CEO, Mr. Chris Wagner. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich.
Good to have you in studio.
Thank you very much. It's sorry we haven't been here any more than we have been, but we've been busy.
You have had a few things to do, haven't you?
Yes. It's been we're very, very blessed, very thankful, and things are coming along really well. In fact, I don't want to jinx us, but we might be just a little bit ahead.
That was my next question. Are you ahead of schedule with the weather being the way it is, and you got a great crew out there? You're ahead of schedule.
On some things we are, and some things we are a little behind. We're waiting on, some products. We've had great weather, but really more importantly, the men and that have been working on this project. I don't think we've had any women yet, but I'm sure. The folks working on this mm-hmm. have been just awesome. They really work hard, and they have taken a lot into this project, a lot of pride in it. And we've got some really good leadership with Crossland Construction. The guys that are working underneath of Crossland's brand, a lot of local folks, which we're really excited about, they've just really put in a lot of man hours.
Yeah, there was a couple of days, over the past month. For the most part, we've had some nice days, but there were a couple of really cold days where, gosh, you're out there. You're not going to get a lot done with the really cold days.
We had some rough ones there, but we've tried temporary walls, temporary doors. Uh-huh. Of course, yesterday, Mother Nature said we didn't need those, so they got blown out. We had a few things that happened yesterday that made it pretty rough, please excuse us, I guess. We'll try and clean up the mess we've made. Of course, we don't know if it's our trash or North Platte's trash.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
But the guys at Crossland do a great job of trying to get things picked up, and if there's something that we have missed, please let me know. We want to make it right.
The boys are here. Chandler, Garrett are here. Wagner, hey, Chandler, how you been?
Good.
Well, you're looking really good, man.
thanks.
Look, you've always looked good. But
there you go. I was going to say.
If folks haven't noticed you lately, you're looking really good.
Thanks.
You betcha.
Thanks.
You've got to agree with your dad on this one. Things are really going along at a good pace, aren't they?
Yeah, we're moving right along. I mean, we broke ground in August. I mean, it's crazy to think in that short amount of time how, like, you'll stand in parts of the building. It's like we were kind of, this is underground, like 6 months ago or whatever, this the elevation's changed a lot out there. And then, having everything in the walls and a roof on things makes it look way different. Mm-hmm. I was just looking back at pictures of where we were. It's like you don't look at it for a couple of days and it's like, holy cow, we've mm-hmm. may not seem like a lot, but we got the right people on it. I mean, it's moving and grooving, and it's really cool to hear all of our customers talk about it. It's one thing for us to talk about it because we're excited about it, but mm-hmm. when somebody comes in and they're like, man, I'm really excited for what you guys are doing, it really makes it feel like we made the right decision on what we're doing.
And everything under one roof by the time it's all said and done, correct?
Yes. Yep. The scales of efficiency is what we keep saying. Where are we bouncing back and forth from store to store? Mm-hmm. That gets old. I mean, we do it with our service department even the same way. I mean, so having it all in one roof, we're all going to be able to communicate theoretically better. That's always the big thing, is being able to communicate properly, but that way we could just better serve our town and better serve our customers and everybody around us that comes and sees us.
Garrett, I know you're equally excited like your dad, like your brother, on what's going on, everything. I mean, I'm going to ask you, on the north side and the south sides, are we looking at kind of those, are they kind of the service department type of ends there?
Yep, it absolutely is. So that's something we're pretty excited to be able to bring to our customers. Those are what's known in the business as a service drive. So we have one on the north side, that's the Ford and Toyota side. The south side is the Chevrolet side. And what that'll allow us to do is allow our customers to actually pull their vehicle inside the building. So on days with inclement weather and those sorts of things, they're not exposed to the elements, especially for some of our older people. They don't have to worry about slipping and falling and those sorts of things. So should be able to allow us to better serve our customers that way.
You talk about weather. Of course, we did have a mighty, mighty hailstorm back in the fall.
We did.
Exactly. Right. So is this new building, are you going to be able to kind of put a lot of cars in outdoors, or how's that?
Well, sadly, it is technically probably smaller than the big sprawling complexes that we currently occupy. A more efficient use of space for the business that we operate today, but we won't have the excess storage. So, yeah, unfortunately, we probably won't have as many vehicles inside for hail. So we're going to have to prioritize. And, we've had lots of conversations about that, and we're not sure what's going to happen. Yeah.
Chris?
Mother Nature always wins.
Right.
And so regardless, this last hailstorm, we talked in depth how that could have been, and it just happened so fast, and we couldn't run anything in, and so the same thing would apply. I would say that if we had been at the new store when that hail came, we would have had a lot more losses, for sure. But we've tried to... we have room to put stuff in. It's just we can't obviously put all of them in.
Right.
And we have a lot of space now between both stores, given notice of the weather. But, you know, it has to be a little give and take. Like you said earlier, the scales of efficiencies, we'd like to – it's all about the customer. And we'll have parking, which, you know, that's something we always hear about. Nice waiting rooms, those type of things. We just are really handicap accessible restrooms. We're excited. It's going to be a whole new thing, and McCook is really hopping right now. So happy and proud to be a part of this community and the surrounding area. There's just a lot of neat things going on, and very, very proud of our community.
Yep. Got things to the south. You got things to the north. So it really makes a lot of coffee talk discussion of all the great projects going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You bet. In the meantime, Chandler, things are going on as business as usual. You got to keep things going with what you have right now, right?
Yeah. Yep. On top of the day-to-day duties, there's a lot of decisions to be made on what we're doing with this and that or whatever. And so it's tough to balance all that. But yeah, we still obviously are open our normal hours and we're still moving and grooving. So and we have a great team that's really able. So we come and do things like this. We know, they're going to hold down the fort and they're going to take over when we're not there to make those decisions and do that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, we're still moving and shaking like we always do. We're just spreading little different areas, but like I said, it's all gonna be worth it in the end. So I think everybody knows our goal,
Garrett. So when this all starts and when you open for business at your new store, are you going to hire more people, or has that been talked about?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the plan with any new build is you expect to grow, and we're definitely we're pretty blessed with the facility that we're going to have, and it should make attracting talent super easy. And as business grows, we're very excited to be able to expand. Absolutely.
Well, over the last couple of weeks, it's been kind of cool. They put the skin on, if you want to call it, the skin on everything, the covering, stuff like that, and the lights, especially when you put those lights on and the lights go on, holy smokes, in the morning when I drive down the highway, the lights are beaming everywhere and everything. So that really makes it kind of cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exciting. We're super excited. Every time we drive by, it gets a little bit more real every time. It still, somewhat seems like a dream, and I suppose for Chris, it really seems that way. In fact, we often joke, I don't know what he's going to talk about. He's for 30 years, he's been talking about building a new store, and he's finally done it. So I don't know what his purpose in life is going to be. We're going to have to find him a hobby or something.
Oh, you'll find plenty of things to do.
Find something. Yeah. Watching you two is a full-time job.
Exactly right.
It is. We've talked about it for a long time, and the moment felt right, so here we are. And but I think we're always going to have trials and tribulations, if you will. And so we'll be fine. We're excited for it. I do want to mention a lot of people saying, "Hey, you're stuccoing it." We are not stuccoing the building. That is a thin layer to seal the product that's below behind it, and then there's going to be some stuff that goes on the outside of it, but it is not stucco. So everywhere I go, it's like, oh my gosh, you're stuccoing that, and they sound positive about it, but I said, no. Well, what are you doing? And I said, well, you just have to wait and see.
And a lot of that.
But you'll know that you're pulling into the walking into the Chevrolet showroom, and you'll know you're going into the Toyota showroom as well as the Ford showroom. So, and we did want lighting. That's another thing that we've not had at our current facilities is the proper lighting. And so we're excited for that. So our after-hours shoppers can take a look. And I just and then lighting inside will be equally as bright. And so, yeah, we're just, our staff, we owe it to them. They are just a great bunch of people that work at both stores and made us who we are today. Like Chandler said, we're one big, happy family. I mean, yes, there are some days, like most families, you know, there's days where you kind of have to scratch your head. But but at the end of the day, I think we can all sit down and have a conversation, and we're just very proud of what we've grown into.
Can you give us a date? Or month, what you're
we're shooting
for.
For that August is what we're thinking. But who knows? I mean, like I said, we're waiting on certain stuff, and then there were some stuffs ahead. So, I mean, tentatively, that's kind of what we're thinking is August. But who knows? Maybe after we get through this spring, and also if the weather pans out. I mean, there's still a lot of concrete to get poured out there. There's a lot of gravel going on, so there's plenty of work to still get done. So it's tough just to put a name or a date to it.
Your summertime events. Still, everything's you're preparing for those summertime events, aren't you?
Yep. So, of course, our summertime, of course, our cruise night and everything for is that still going on? And we're going to change a little bit about that, which more details probably come soon enough with Sarah and everything with the chamber. But yeah, we're going to still do our cruise night. That's going to be the last weekend in June. And so that's the 28th, 29th. And there's going to be a lot going on that weekend. So yeah, we're still going to be pretty involved in the community, even though we're not in the heart of downtown anymore. That's one thing that we're still going to be very involved with the community. So even though we may not be in the thick of it, we'll still be around.
You bet you will. Anything else we missed this morning, guys?
I mean, one thing that I always think it's kind of funny is, and I say retention pond, and so everybody wants to know if you're going to put a fountain in the pond or if you're going to put geese or what kind of wildlife. But it's not an actual pond. It's just a big pit for the water to flow into when it decides to rain.
Yeah.
So likely it'll never be used.
At the current pace, yes.
By the way, as the weatherman, Rich, I do want to, we obviously slipped you that 20 in the fall. And thank you for keeping the weather great for us all.
Oh, my gosh. I guess that's one good thing. If there's haven't had much weather, those guys have been working away. But, boy, we need some rain in the worst way.
We do. We absolutely do.
And, very thankful for the folks that fought those fires north of us and thinking about them for darn sure. What a horrible thing that they got to experience, and I just feel and think about them, and very fortunate that we haven't, but we're not through it yet here either.
Yeah.
We've, Mother Nature's got to let it happen, and I just hope we don't get it all in that one. I tell the boys this, I still think we're going to have that big, thick, wet, sloppy
I did too.
Snow
before
it's over. There, years ago, we had one in March towards the end, and we never thought it was possible. Trees were budding, and but that has its own problems that comes with that much snow, too.
Right. Exactly right.
We need the moisture.
Guys, thank you very much for coming in. Chris,
thanks for having us.
You betcha. And
yes, thank you.
Looking forward to probably August, Chandler. Looking forward to August, if that's the case.
Yeah.
If the guys still are on pace and everything.
Yeah,
and
don't hold me to it too much. But I'm not working on it.
We'll be back. We won't be as long as we did this last time with you. And I apologize. We weren't able to
make it
last week and or before. We'll get back out here and then maybe in the next 30 days and kind of give everybody a plan.